Hello, hello, my lovely people, how do you do? We are on 5G with the Ambio headset, and we are going to do similar tests that we did yesterday. I'm in the back garden. I'm recording from my Windows machine inside the house, of course. It's a chilly Monday morning. It's 9:30 in the morning. Yep. So my ping is currently 28. And of course that adjusts and does what it does. 22 now, 27, which is still fairly reasonable. And I've come outside because, you know, the noise is quite constant. There's someone mowing the grass, so it should give us a nice sort of idea. Round trip 53, 51. It's just updating itself as we go. Now, in yesterday's demo, people told me that I thought it was breaking up. It wasn't breaking up for everybody listening, but it was breaking up coming back to me from the server. So I'm going to try not to mention that as much and just hopefully let the recording do the talking, because I was misled yesterday. It didn't break up nearly as much as I thought. So, yeah. We're just walking around the garden. Let's go back inside, because it is actually a little chilly out here today. But in doing so, we're going to go upstairs and see what we can see upstairs, too. And obviously, we have to do the obligatory piano. You can hear VoiceOver in the background doing what VoiceOver does. Now we're inside, I do expect this to get worse. 58 round trip at this very second. Hold on, I'm de-slippering. Okay. Now that I have de-slippered successfully, I am going to put phone into pocket. All right. I'm not expecting this to be great because I am in the least optimal position that it's possible to be in. Knelt down, the phone is low to the floor. I am on 5G. That sounds nasty in my headphones, really bad. Nah, do that again. Sorry about that. So, if you're going to be doing what I'm doing, take your phone out of your pocket, put it somewhere else, like up here. I think we get a little better signal, but not by much. Okay, interesting. Necessarily comment on that aspect. So upstairs where the signal is a little better, let me just read the signal bar. 2 of 4 bars. I'm walking up the stairs, so again, the upstairs bathroom, which is where I conduct all my tests, and not because I love bathrooms, but it is a good place in the house where you either get good signal or you don't. 3 bars up here. That seems like it's a little better. Let me see if I can see the ping again. 33 ping, 70 round trip though. That's higher than it was. Interesting, because it was lower. This sounds a bit better. 60, 55. Yeah. The delay coming back is longer than Wi-Fi, obviously. And I can feel it, I can tell, hearing myself in my headphones, I can tell the difference. It is obvious. But I think if you really wanted to make it work and you didn't have Wi-Fi, you could do it. But I wouldn't try it on 4G. The ping is 29, 34, 30. I'm just double tapping it with VoiceOver and it will read a couple of values, 43, 28, 28 again, 30, 63. Let's go in the kids' room again, because Jake that Jake's desk faces a great big window, which come by buildings, but I have to get there first. Right. Now, here in this part of the house is where I tend to get some of my best speed test results. So we'll see. Oh, I can hear the lawnmower through the window. 73, 54. Oh, that was the round trip. I thought that was ping. I was like, wow, that's high. 24, 41 ping. 40, 31, 53 round trip, 55. It's not so bad. Delay feels a bit less in my headphones. 69, 62. And the final point in the house, which is again surprising, but it's the downstairs toilet, which has no windows, right? But just go with me here. For some reason, even though it's no windows, but it is closest to the front door, is the place that I get really good speed on 5G. Not so much on Wi-Fi, but on 5G, where there is no windows. Makes no sense. Not at all. So now we're in this place. Ping 29, 28. How many bars? Three or four bars in a place with no windows, but it is the closest to the front door. It's like the wall that I'm facing, which is in front of me now, that is the outside wall. So even though it's very thick, it seems to be okay. So if you want to sing in the bathroom in my house, you're welcome to come over with your gear and set up in a cramped box. That's fine. Round trip is 52 still, 55. It's about what I expect. 56, 54. Yeah. 31 ping, 62 round trip. So yeah, I would say that's kind of, I won't say it's conclusive because it's not. I haven't been to a place in this house and I can't find one with complete four full bars of full coverage. So don't take this as gospel or anything. But if you had a place that you were comfortable with and had 5G and had full bars, you might find that 5G would work for jamless usage. I wouldn't obviously want to do that under ideal circumstances. Wi-Fi is going to be better, undoubtedly, but we know that. But there we have it. A little test for you of 5G and jamless. The next test I intend to try and do, if I can, is Android v iOS jamless clients in terms of latency on Wi-Fi. And I'll probably pan one left and one right on the recording side of things. And for that, I'll be using internal mics because I won't be able to listen to both phones at the same time. So, yeah, that will be test three, assuming I bother and so on and so forth. So, thanks for listening and cheers.